with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas has released some of its Gaza hostages. 25, 13 Israelis and a dozen Thai nationals have been freed. A truce between Israel and Hamas paves the way for the release of more captives by both sides over the coming 4 days. Israeli economy minister Nir Barkat, heard on the BBC, welcomes the release of Israelis.
I support the deal. Part of the government, I listen to all the details. We care about our people. We care. We put them under shelter. We would do everything we can to bring them back home to their parents, to their wives and husbands and grandparents. For everyone that we can return, it's the whole world for us. We care about our lives.
Israel says that today it plans to free 39 Palestinians, releasing 24 women and 15 teen boys. Over the four-day truce, Hamas has committed to freeing 50 Israeli hostages. In return, Israel will release a total of 150 Palestinian prisoners. Rioting in the streets of Dublin, Ireland overnight led to more than 30 arrests. The unrest sparked by a stabbing attack that injured 5 people, including 3 youngsters outside a school.
One girl aged 5 years has sustained serious injuries and is currently receiving emergency medical treatment in CHI Temple Street. One boy aged 5 years and a girl aged 6 years who received less serious injuries were brought to CHI Crumlin for treatment.
Liam Garrity with the Irish National Police. Also at SRNnews.com, in the stores and online, tens of millions of Americans are going shopping today. It's Black Friday. Traditionally a make-or-break day for many retailers, but this year a lot of retailers offer deep discounts well ahead of Black Friday. Wall Street back at work today for a holiday shortened session. The Dow is up 112 points, the NASDAQ down 34. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
The president's low approval ratings have been in the news for years now, but a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds his numbers are very low with certain religious groups that make up a large portion of the electorate. Just 12% of white evangelical Protestants think Mr. Biden is doing a good job, along with a mere 30% of white mainline Protestants and 31% of white Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on Religious Freedom is calling out American corporations for their partnerships with the Chinese government. The commission has released a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business in China while ignoring the country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. Christians are routinely persecuted in China, but the communist government is going after other faith groups as well, and that includes Muslims as well as Falun Gong practitioners. This is SRN News. Amazon and the NFL teaming up for what they hope will become a holiday tradition.
The NFL's Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets is an additional game this season on Prime Video, and it's happening on the busiest shopping day of the year. Prime Video Vice President Jay Marine calls this a, quote, perfect marriage. The NFL has been exploring the possibility of adding a Black Friday game for a few years. Adding the game gives the NFL another day to take over. Combine it with airing on Amazon, and it could be a match made in football and commerce heaven. There will be one major promotion per quarter and other deals during the pregame, postgame, and halftime shows. The game will be available for all fans to stream for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson granting pardons at a pace not seen since the World War II era, granting more than 600 in the past 3 years, more than any Missouri governor since the early 40s. More details, SRNnews.com.